This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. The religious leaders of Jesus' day accused him of attempting to abolish the law. For example, in Matthew 12, 1-8, the Pharisees accused Jesus of allowing his disciples to do what was not lawful to do on the Sabbath, when he allowed them to pluck heads of grain in order to eat them. Immediately after that, he entered the synagogue and healed a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath. So, did Jesus break the law of God, allowing his disciples to, quote-unquote, work on the Sabbath? And did he himself work on the Sabbath by healing the man with the withered hand? Well, the law Jesus was guilty of violating was one of the 613 laws that had been developed over the years by the religious leaders as a way of defining and refining God's law. Because Jesus did not follow their law, they said he came to abolish it. Well, yes, in actuality, he did come to abolish their law, but not the law of God. The laws of the Pharisees had the effect of reducing God's standards and elevating their own supposed goodness. That sense of self-righteousness must be done away with if we are ever to enter the kingdom of heaven. The works that bring us salvation must be the work of Jesus, not our own. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.